Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, guys. Oh, it's not over. You're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing the beginning, and I'm seeing the job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow-up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
Wow.
Hey,
good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Broadcast. I am your host, Adam, from Adam, and I'm happy to be back on the air. Joining me live from the sunshiny state of Florida, my lovely co-host, Patsy Aguero. Patsy, welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. It's been a long time, and I've missed you, and I've missed our audience. How are you feeling, my dear? What's going on with you?
I am feeling great, and I am thrilled that we're back on the air. It's been a long winter, beginning of spring, whatever, how many months we've missed in the meantime, so it's been really great. How are you doing?
Oh, Patsy, I'm doing wonderful. I'm so excited that we finally got a chance to get back on the air. We finally were able to make a decision to choose a new weeknight and a new time. So this is the first time in a year or 2 years since we started our broadcast that we've decided to do a Thursday night at 9 o'clock hour. So this is totally new for us, and I'm totally excited that we stepped out and took a risk and did a change. But it's a change, and it's a risk that allowed us to sync our schedules. So I'm super excited about this new time, this new slot, and I have been doing everything under the sun. Patsy, I've been so busy, but a good busy. About 2 months ago, Patsy, I started, me and some other friends, we started a nonprofit organization, and we began to do some major initiatives regarding spiritual evolution and spiritual transformation and personal development here in Atlanta. And, Patsy, you are a big part of that because it is evolved out of that small meeting that me and you started at your house back in 2013 with about 5 other people that's now grown into an official nonprofit organization where we are committed to raising the vibration of the planet. And it has been an amazing journey of just organizing and working together, fundraising. So we really, really, really can begin to do some amazing works and projects starting here in the Atlanta area, centered around raising the vibration and spiritual evolution and enlightenment. For more information about that, I would really encourage you to visit my company's website, spiritandprogress.com, and you can click on the link that says The Movement, and it'll share you more information about what we're doing here in Atlanta and how you can be involved and partner with us through your giving. But that has been an amazing journey, Patsy, that kind of occupied most of my time these past few months. And so I haven't been able to come on the air, and you've been busy doing so many things, but I'm so glad that we've committed to being back on the air and logging in and been able to converse and dialogue and share readings with all of our listeners and the audience who we've missed so much. But that's my story, Patsy. What I know you've been having a lot going on. You're back painting, and you're living in that wonderful state and that wonderful place down in Florida. So tell us, how have you been?
Well, number one, I want to congratulate you, because I do remember we used to meet at my house and a real small group of people, but everybody was committed to help raise the vibration in Atlanta. And it has been said that they're trying to have Atlanta be known as the city of compassion. So that would be so awesome for us to be a part of that whole movement. I think after the first of the year, I got into a slump because I'm at the age that I get a lot of mail that talks about cremation and about funeral expenses and estate planning and all that stuff. I got real depressed. And so recently I was helping give a birthday party for a friend of mine, and she turned 75 years old. And I said, tell me about turning 75 years old. And she said, man, I've got a 30-year plan. And man, when she said that, I said, I'm going to get a 30-year plan too. And I'm telling you, Adam, it has changed my life. I've got a new lease on life because I've decided to do 100 paintings in 100 days. So I'm working on that right now. I'm probably in about day 15. So it's real, real exciting. I'm doing little 6x6 paintings, and I'm going to use them. I have a big giant show July the 1st. And I'm going to use the funds that I raised to go to Cuba and do kind of a cultural exchange in November. So that's what I'm planning. But, with all of this stuff being happening and everything, I thought about Thanksgiving and that we stop and we say, we're grateful for things and we praise God for everything. And we mention our friends and our family and all the stuff that we have that we can reflect on. But then I thought, what about the rest of the year? You know, how often do we, say, thank you, feet, for carrying me, thank you, eyes, for seeing, thank you, hands, for touching things, thank you, mouth, for tasting things, all the sensual things that we just take for granted, and then, I think as we become more spiritual, we see that the physical body is just like a vessel to house our soul. So, when we take the time to sit still and meditate, our spiritual chakras can open up, and then we can start looking for the real truth, and we can experience life on a higher plane. So, which that tells me that we don't have to react to every single comment that somebody makes, or we don't have to spend time on, looking for faults in other people. So the word floated up just like in that little eight ball that you have, how a word floats up. The word equanimity came to mind for me. And it simply means that be where your feet are. Just be. Stop reacting. Just be still and listen to others with your full attention without thinking, what am I going to say next? Is it going to be profound? And you're not even paying attention to what they're saying, or how can you ask yourself, how can I be of greater service to my higher power? So I was thinking about the word gratitude and program. I looked at gratitude in the dictionary. It said the quality of being thankful, thankful, and then readiness to show appreciation and to return kindness. And it said it was a noun. And I say gratitude is an action verb. It's listening to somebody without judging. It's complimenting somebody sincerely. It's maybe offering some kind of financial aid, even if it's change for the bus, or maybe you put an extra quarter in somebody's parking meter. It's holding the door for somebody without you rushing in first. It's giving yourself away to more, so that you have more room for the Spirit to fill you and to guide you. So, I just started taking this 28-day gratitude course, and it's just a book that I got. And every day it tells you something to be grateful for. And today was my day to write a thank you note to somebody that's really impacted my life. and you know, I'm not finished with it, but it's, you know, I'm right in the middle of it because I'm making it real pretty and everything. And, you know, we fail to tell people how grateful we are for them, you know. So, you know, I thought tonight maybe we could talk about ways how you reach out to other people and what ways can you make time to listen to God's plan for you. How can you be selfless instead of selfish? And everything that I'm talking about, Adam, I realize is kind of a daily practice. It's not like, okay, I brushed my teeth yesterday, I don't have to brush them today. You know, you have to do it on a daily basis, you know, and the rewards are great. So, you know, I was thinking, are you ready to give that a try? How can you up your gratitude, you know? So what do you think about that, Adam?
Well, Patsy, I think it's a wonderful topic. It's a wonderful question. As the culture now, everyone has become so aware of the law of attraction. And everyone, there's not one person who questions the importance of having an attitude of gratitude. And we've heard it for so long, but I really feel like now we get it. We grasp that we've seen the results in our life that when we are grateful, when we have an attitude of gratitude, it shifts our vibration. It shifts, it changes our interaction with ourselves, with other people, things that we come in contact with throughout our day. But yet, it's like you said, it's a habit, it's a muscle. It's something that we've got to constantly put in a practice to remind ourselves to be grateful, to be thankful. And it is work. It is some hard work to remain in that state of gratitude and constantly thanking ourselves. And I've one of the things I love about interacting with different people in this that are committed to their spiritual journeys, one of the things I like to ask to get people to reveal is, what are their techniques? What are their practices and their rituals that they use to remain in a state of gratitude on a daily basis? And I try to remind myself of to practice some of these. One example is I knew a lady who wrote down a list of top 10 memorable experiences in her life that she's so grateful for. And then she places them in jars around her house. And whenever she immediately gets into a place or a state where she's going down a path of complaining or feeling ungrateful or just feeling low about life, she reaches into this jar and she pulls out one of those memories, one of those things that can remind her, refresh her of a time where she was, that she's really grateful for. For myself, Patsy, I like to think about my health because and I don't know if this is across the board for all men. I hear some women say it, but for me, I hate being sick. Like any ounce of pain or sickness, I feel like it's the end of the world. So for me, I love the idea of when I can, when I'm healthy, I like to remind myself, I whatever I'm going through, I can breathe. I have no sinuses, no allergies. There's no pain in any of my body. Today is a good day. And I start right there. And then I start to think about, well, man, I'm so glad that I have chiropractic care. That's a blessing. And then I'm like, oh, man, I'm thankful how I came across my chiropractic care. I'm thankful for my job at Life University that I was given 4 years ago. And then I was thankful for those friendships I made. Then I think about, oh, that was an awesome trip that we took. And then it leads to one thing, to another thing, and then next thing you know, I'm in this state of gratitude that I start at one place, and it leads to one more thing that I'm grateful for. And then that's another thing that I'm grateful for. And within a span of 15 minutes, my whole vibration and frequency has changed, and it just – and then my next interactions match that. So, Patsy, there is nothing more powerful than remaining in an attitude of gratitude, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. And so, Patrick, I would love to open up the phone lines tonight and get people to join our conversation and really briefly share with us what are their rituals that they do to remain gratitude. And, Patrick, we've had this conversation before, But I think that is so important of a conversation. I love the fact that we can start back our program and start back our show discussing this conversation, because at the bottom line, it's the one thing that will immediately raise your vibration. And the name of this broadcast is called Raise Your Vibration. And I feel like if there's anything that you, any tool and technique that you can do to raise your vibration, it's being in gratitude. So, Patsy, thank you for sharing your story and sharing that information. And Patsy, are you ready to go to the phone lines and get other people in on our conversation?
I'm ready.
All right. And also, as of course, you know our routine, we'll get you to join our conversation. And when you finish, me and Patsy are going to give you some more insight and some intuitive wisdom on how you can raise your vibration. So we'll be looking forward to it. So, Patsy, let's go to our first caller, and the last four digits are 2230. Caller with the last four digits, 2230, you're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Caller
Hello?
With the last
Hi.
Four digits, 2230, you're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I think I've heard your voice before. Have we talked?
Probably about a year ago. It may have even been longer than that.
I recognize that voice. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe it was like, I think it was like last, like the end of spring going into summer. It was on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Friday night. Yes.
Yeah.
Good memory.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, Sharon, how have you been?
Oh, I've been doing wonderful, actually. Very, very well.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, you want to share with us a little bit what you use? You know, maybe from 1 to 5, if you're rating yourself, do you feel that you stay in an attitude of gratitude, 1 being the least and 5 being the most as far as having a really good attitude?
I'd say 4.5.
Awesome.
I pray every morning. Yeah,
praying.
I pray every morning.
Awesome. Prayer
That's
works.
What I do. I really
Prayer
do
works.
Every morning. I know it does. Oh, absolutely. I truly always, even if I'm on the Stairmaster, I'll pray with my headphones. I'll go on the YouTube and just get some prayer. Like I know, yeah. So that's what I do. I'm Catholic.
Well, it sounds good. As we're talking, I'm pulling this card for you. I used several decks, and this particular deck spoke to me. And it's interesting that you said that not about the prayer, because this particular card that I pulled stands for inner truth. And are you doing psychic readings? Are you real intuitive?
I'm intuitive, but no, I don't do psychic readings. But I am very, very intuitive.
Yeah, because this whole feeling of intuition is coming up real strong while I'm talking to you. And so I'm going to suggest, that you either take some courses in that, because I pulled another card here, and the other card talked to me about you traveling, and it has something to do with your work. Okay? So I'm
That's
just
what I wanted
wondering
to see if you got any messages on career. I was wondering if you got anything. That's interesting. Go on. Sorry.
I very seldom talk about career and traveling, and this is what this card came up for you.
Yeah.
And this is from the Wands, you know, and it's a Knight of Wands, which is, you know, like the Wands, and the Knight is like a messenger of the bearing of news and stuff like that. And this is all about being positive, and that's all about your career. And I have a feeling that there's going to be a shift for you in connection with your job. You're going to be able to travel, and it's going to be really, really good. The work, the news about your work and everything is really good. Did you recently, are you thinking about going to an interview or something like that for another job?
Yeah, I'm kind of in a pickle. I am working. Yes, I just got a job, but a man from my past, the reason why he called me out of the blue before I got this other one, and he wants me to work for him. He's a turtle. It takes some time. But I know he's true blue. That's why I'm really considering. I'm going to meet him for lunch next week. And I know that if I worked with him, it would be for life because he's so honest because I've known him. You know what I'm saying? So that you can't tell me what to do. But, yes, you do see changes with me. Oh.
And I believe that he is going to offer you a job, and I think you're going to take it. I think that it's going to be a really good major step for you to take the shift. But what's even more important is what we talked about right at the beginning. Start listening to that inner voice, okay? You're going to have to get really still and really, really, really look into your own consciousness. Now, I'm going to give you a little word of warning that the ego is going to be not happy, okay? And the ego is going to raise its ugly head, and it's going to say, Sharon, who do you think you are? You just got a job. Why are you looking someplace else? Why can't you be satisfied? Blah, blah, blah. Because the ego wants to keep you for itself. So I'm gonna just hold you in that space and ask you when you're doing your exercising. But, you know, if you could be even quieter, you know, it's real. This is like you're walking a path toward enlightenment. Okay, so you have to be real still to be able to see it, and then you'll start hearing what you need to hear. Okay, but the truth is going to set you free. It's going to be very liberating, and you're going to go, this man was not brought to me by a coincidence. Okay, you have drawn this to you. So hang on to your fasten that seatbelt, hang on to your hat, because you know it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good ride, and it's real important that all of this is about your attitude. So to maintain that positive attitude you have. And I'm so glad that I recognize your voice. It's good having you back in our energy.
Thank you.
I'm
going to
turn you over.
You.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to turn you over to Adam. Have an awesome weekend, honey.
You do the best when you don't ask questions. That's why I like you. That's why I love when you give answers like that. But thank you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam, he didn't know his microphone's off.
You're absolutely right, Patsy. I did not know my microphone was off. Hey, Sharon, how's it going?
Adam.
Great to hear your voice.
Good.
Patsy, me and you are so synced. I also pulled the Knight of Wands for Sharon.
Oh, my God.
Did you really? Oh, my
God. We're always so synced. But this is, I'm going to make mine short because, Patsy, the message is so much in sync of what we're saying. But, Sharon, I want to go back to that ego Patsy's talking about because this is exactly how your ego is going to sabotage you. The ego is going to try to say, who do you think you are in requiring and demanding an equal partnership in this work? I don't know exactly the terms of how this individual is trying to get you to work with them, but I do know this. You are very valuable to them and what they're doing, and you're a different lady now. You have gained, and you have so much more experience, and you have so much more to offer than when you first met this person. So you need to demand, and I don't like that word demand, but you really want to see
request
how this opportunity can serve you in the best, most equal way. So I'm not seeing so much going back to work for somebody. I'm seeing you making a partnership with somebody and letting
exactly
them know
what it
I
would
can
be.
Truly, truly help you, but I want to be compensated as an equal.
That's so funny because it's a huge corporation, but in the corporation, they have little subsidiaries that the bosses work independently. But they do that so that you get benefits and everything. And, yes, it would be a partnership. That's exactly what it would be.
Yeah, and
so
you want
right
to
on.
Have confidence and you want to believe in yourself, but there is something that I'm picking up where there is some doubt, there's some secret insecurity that makes you may want to sabotage and not get your full worth and get and demand the perfect contract that serves you now. So don't short yourself in negotiation and don't short yourself in feeling worthy and value of this opportunity to be in partnership.
It's a good point. I know I was pushed down a lot last year. I know. You're right. You're right. Thank you. That was good advice. But that was perfect.
You're very welcome, my dear. Thank you so much for calling. Light in progress for the rest of your
Thank
week.
You.
And we hope to get an update from you in the future. God bless you.
Thank you. Let me listen. Put me on mute. Okay.
right. You got
it. Have a good evening.
All right. All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 7483. Caller, the last four digits, 7483. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Adam. Hi, Patsy. It's Tanika.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
Nothing.
Hey,
I'm
Ms.
so excited
Shay.
To hear from you guys. Hey, Adam.
I'm excited to hear your voice.
How have you guys been?
We've been good. Now, we're talking tonight, I don't know if you heard us earlier, about gratitude. So we want to know, on a scale from 1 to 5, where are you and how are you practicing gratitude?
A 1 to 5? At this point, I think I'm at a 5.
Awesome. Awesome. And give us some hints of what you're doing.
Well, I've started my new job. I'm living in Alabama. I'm working at the school board. It seemed to be going pretty good. I mean, I'm just at a better place in life. I'm more happier than I have been in a while.
So are you able to give back?
Yes, I've been doing a lot of giving back lately.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, I guess what you would say, blessing others that are less fortunate.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm looking at these cards that I'm pulling up right now. One of these cards, it's real interesting. It's telling me, through the spirit, it's telling me to handle everything right now as though it was a little butterfly wings, okay? To be gentle, to be delicate, to realize what your limitations are and your capacities, so, you know what you can do, know what you can't do. And it's almost like being the observer, okay? You got this new job. Things have changed for you. And, you know, a lot of times we want to roll up our sleeves and jump into everything, but things get a little shaky because we don't know all the rules. We're not familiar. So not to judge yourself, okay, but just to relax, breathe, come back to your home center again. You know, maybe you're just, like, holding your breath with anxiety. How's it going to work? How's that? It's just time to let it go. Loosen your grip. You know, whatever you're doing, whether it's shopping or working or driving, check into with your breath. Don't judge it. No, there's no right or wrong. Just breathe, because that's going to keep you where you are. Okay?
Okay.
So I know you're going to fight the tendency to slow down, but I think you're going to miss something. I think there's something out there you're supposed to see, Tamika. So I need you to be a little slower. Don't indulge in being like a little child. I got to get this. It's okay. You already have everything you need.
Okay.
So I'm telling you to make peace and be with you being vulnerable, you know, and just, if you just practice not doing, that's an old Chinese saying, you practice not doing and everything will fall into place.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to say. And the other thing is I pulled it. Where did I just pull that card? Did I stick it under? I don't know where I put it, but I remember it was a 7. And basically it's a little bit about your money, okay? And it's about that it's not so much as money, but a return on your investment. So the stuff that you've already put into your life, put into your job, you're going to reap those benefits now. Okay?
Okay.
And how, you're not in a committed relationship now, are you?
Yeah, no, I guess.
Well,
sometimes yes, but a lot of no.
Well, what this thing I'm getting from spirit to tell you is be open to a lot of possibilities right now. Okay?
Okay.
So, in order for you to find some deep, soulful, happy relationship, I want you to be real open and ask God, what do you want me to do now with this?
Okay.
And that's when all this being still is going to pay off. So, I just see some really beautiful things when you pay attention to the details. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, honey, I'm going to turn you over to Adam, and we'll see what he's got cooking over there.
Well, Tanika, I'm going to tell you this. It's so good to hear your voice. I miss you. I've missed seeing you in person.
I'm coming down this weekend. Actually, I'm leaving midnight tonight to come down.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope I get to see you. But you do sound so much happier from the last time that you were on the air, and I'm so relieved and I'm so happy that things are working out for you. What's the message I want to give you to help you achieve the things? I want to reiterate what Patty said about being still and being calm. And I got specifically when it comes to the relationship.
Okay.
There is opportunity for you to experience what you always knew you want to experience when it comes to romance, love, relationship, commitment, togetherness, partnership. But you are not really setting out of the circle and looking at it objectively, but you're letting your emotions and your feelings kind of keep you in something that you really, really, really may need to sit back and ask God, like Patsy said, show me what I need to know about this and show me everything that's going on. Because I really feel like this reading is almost giving you a warning that you are almost some sense settling because of your maybe emotional needs, or it's kind of something like, well, what could it, you're almost asking yourself, I would desire more, I want more, but what could it hurt? This ain't that bad. But by you doing that, you could be very much sabotaging and blocking yourself from something that really can serve you and give you something that is more aligned with the frequency that you're moving into, instead of such a back and forth, unequally yoked relationship where things are just not equal. People, it's not reciprocated equally. There's one person giving more than another person. It's just so much back and forth, but it's like an arrangement of kind of like, hey, this is just what it is. And you really want to take your time and step back from that, get still, be okay being by yourself. Don't let those emotional needs for just the sake of being in the presence of another person make you settle and put up with just put up with being shortchanged and not getting back what you're putting in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So I really, really want to encourage you to take past the advice and be slow, be still, but especially when it comes to your relationship, and really want to look and ask God to really, really speak to you and show you what it is you need to know about this. And make sure that you're not being setting yourself up and being blocking from something that really can serve you, and not just engaging in something out of a lack of faith that there can be more.
Okay. I receive it.
Okay, my dear.
Okay.
All right. It's been great to hear from you, and hopefully I'll be seeing you soon.
Okay. Hopefully we will.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, Patsy, our next call, the last four digits are 8772. Call the last four digits, 8772. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Felix. I'm calling from Texas. Thank you very much for accepting my call, Adam and the lady. This is my first time calling the show, and I'm very excited. One thing is that I want to ask – when should I be found a love relationship, a true love relationship? In other words, love soulmate.
You said your name's Eric?
Felix.
Oh, Felix. All right, let me write this. Good to meet you, Felix. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I just actually spent time with my 9-year-old daughter for dinner. I'm divorced father, so I've been separated, divorced 3 years, so I'm ready. I'm ready to meet and be a happy person again, and waiting patiently and praying to God that, you know, could give me an opportunity to meet that special someone in my life.
Felix, you know, I'm sensing that you're a very passionate person, okay, and that emotions and people mean a whole lot to you. okay? But I feel that a lot of times you get into some kind of conflict, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get so strong about how you feel about something, you don't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
and you dig your heels in, and
right.
I think what happens, you lose sight of the bigger picture, okay?
Got it.
So I think what's happening, it's blocking your heart from having a true, beautiful relationship right now. So I'm going to ask you, if you put your hand in a fist, okay, and you're holding it real tight,
okay,
nothing's going to get in.
Got it.
Drive Espanol.
Yes, sí.
Okay, open your hand, okay?
Okay.
Let yourself feel that tension go. Let God come through you and through your heart. Your heart, you've had so many hurts in your life that it's sometimes you don't even think it's worth it. But I already know you have a loving heart because you just told me with you having your dinner with your daughter, you could have turned away and not even and faced that responsibility. But look at you taking her to dinner, and that's like the greatest thing you can give to your child is to be there for them. So I'm asking you, I don't know if the conflict is with your ex-wife or who it is with, but I feel that your first defense is you go to fear, okay? So I'm asking you to know that there's nothing to be afraid of. You don't have to win every battle, you know? You're just going to open your hand. You're going to relax, okay? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Patsy, it looks like we lost Felix. Looks like his call has been dropped, and now Patsy's call has been dropped. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we were having a few technical difficulties. I hope that all of the callers' phone is not dropping, but it looks like I'm getting a technical message, that we're losing callers or the phone's been dropped. Well, I am going to wait for them to call back in. And in the meantime, I'm going to go down to our next caller on the list. And the last digits are 9122. Caller, the last digits 9122. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ajanette, calling from Atlanta.
Okay. Hey, Ajanette, thank you for calling. It looks like we have Patsy back on. Patsy, did you your call got dropped as well as the gentleman you were talking to, but I think you're back with us now. Did you lose phone?
I don't know what happened. All of a sudden I was asking Felix a question and I didn't hear anything. So what we'll do is we'll take the caller now and then maybe you can hook Felix back up.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, hey, Ajanette,
right.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, tell me your first name again, honey.
It's Ajanette.
Ajanette. Okay, Ajanette. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well at this moment, thank you.
Oh, good. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, what are you doing to raise your gratitude consciousness?
I pray in the morning and at night and several times throughout the day. I'm actually find myself being very overwhelmed with appreciation for the support and love that I have in my life. So I feel like I'm constantly in a state of gratitude. I also try to do some volunteer work to give back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds
that's
really great.
I feel like I could be doing more. I always feel like there's always more to be done.
And you know what? There always is. But, you know, you're enough just the way you are. You're already a loving, giving person. And if you let that sunshine of your heart and your spirit show, people want to resonate on that already, Ajanette. So just being who you are and just listening to people is a true gift right there. So I can feel that through your spirit. I just pulled a card for you, which is kind of magical. It's funny, this is a pregnancy card. You're not pregnant, are you?
Not that I know of.
Now this card, that my cards actually show a pregnant woman, and it's symbolic of abundance, okay, of everything that's fruitful, that's beautiful. So this is a real high spiritual card, okay? There's only 21 cards in the deck are spiritual out of the 78, and this is one of them. And this is telling me that you're now stepping into a period of abundance, okay? So all that stuff that you've been doing that you just got through telling me that you're giving, it's coming back. It's going around and it's coming back, and you're going to be repaid, and you're going to be repaid tenfold. So be grateful, stand in gratitude, and just watch the benefits that are coming. Is there somebody in your life right now that you're having a little bit of a conflict with, that you're feeling a little bit vulnerable?
Yes, I'm actually separated from my husband right now.
Okay. So rather than run from that, I'm going to ask you to stand in that, you know, and ask God what you're supposed to learn from that, because in your defenselessness, therein lies your strength. Okay? For you to be vulnerable right now and just be open and listen and don't defend yourself, because you're a child of God and you don't have to defend yourself to anybody. Just listen, whatever it is, but you're not a doormat. You stand your ground, but I think the blessings are going to unfold so great for you if you can just stand back and watch what's really going on, that you don't have to engage in this conflict. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Adam, because it's all blossoming good for you. So just get ready and just put both your hands out to accept it, okay?
Thank you.
All right, honey. All right, Adam.
Hey, Jeanette. Y'all can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing the same thing and dealing with the really guarding the abundance that Patsy is picking up. And I'm seeing that you're coming into it, experiencing it, some money, extra money that you needed, or just some wealth that's going to be really welcome. And that wealth is helping you, but it's coming in very strategic. And I'm not getting that it's coming in for you to begin to really indulge or experience things that you may need for pleasure right now, but I'm seeing it's very necessary to get yourself out of some situations that you've been kind of stuck or binded in. So when you get this money or this wealth, you want to be really focused on clearing up any debt, any binding, anything that's keeping you bound to any institutions or people. You want to use this money as a freedom. See this money or this wealth as freedom soldiers. And I'm going to say, get your freedom soldiers so they can fight for your freedom. If that means you need some freedom soldiers to help you get back to school so you can finish your master's program or get into another master's program that's going to help better your progress, do it. If you need some freedom soldiers to go through some hire legal help to get yourself unlocked from an individual or a binding agreement, whatever it takes, but you need to use your wealth and use your abundance in a way as to use them for as the purpose of freedom soldiers to help you further you into your purpose, into your state of being in a harmonious place in earth and being released from all these binding things from your past. There's a lot of things from your past that you're still bound to, but you're going to need some actual material freedom soldiers to help clear up the past and get yourself free. And that's really the kind of the only thing that's standing in your way right now are some more. It's not your internal work, but it's more so external material, binding relationships, agreements or contracts or debts that's keeping you from moving forward. And when you take care of those things, it's really going to give you the expansive freedom both in your soul and in your physical life that you can use to platform and put you on a platform and propel you into the next stage of your time on earth. Does that make sense and resonate with you, Ajanette?
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless you. And if you live in Atlanta, I hope you'll be coming out meetups and weekly meetings.
Yes, I intend on doing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Adam, are you there? Obviously, we're experiencing some kind of difficulty here tonight, and I don't know why. I'm going to hang up and call in again.
Our audio technical difficulties. I'm having a hard time connect back to our callers. Please be patient as we're experiencing some platform difficulties at this moment.
Testing 1, 2, 3, hello.
Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, I think we're back on the air, everybody. Patsy, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right.
Can you hear?
We're back on the air. I am sorry. I don't know what happened. Patsy, were you able to hear me at all during that time?
Well, I could hear you the whole time. So
the whole
since
time
we're
you
right
hear
at
me.
The end, yes, I could hear you kept saying testing, testing.
Okay. All right.
So I wanted to.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Since we only have a few minutes left, I would like to just. Hopefully Felix is on the line. You know, were you able
yeah,
to get him
back? Yeah, let's go
back
to Felix. Yeah.
Okay.
Felix, are you
Hello?
Back with us?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay, we got you. So, Felix, I'm going to finish up with you so Adam can have a few words with you. But what
sure.
I wanted to say to you is to see where your identity is in these conflicts that you have, and by seeing them clearly, you can gain some humility to forgive and to be forgiven. And it, you know, the strength it takes to be responsible for your weaknesses and your compassion, it'll give you a lot of vulnerability and it'll make you a more powerful man. But as far as your relationship, the card that I pulled was very interesting. And the relationship, it says that if you let me see how I'm going to put this. If you are going to be traveling, you know, that's where you're going to probably meet somebody, okay, somebody new. And so I'm going to say to you, open yourself up to the world because this is a real powerful card, okay? And when you open yourself up to the world, my first thought is maybe something through the internet that you might meet somebody. But don't be embarrassed about starting to talk to strangers, start to get relationships rather than going into the old hole that you swam before and old people you date or something. I'm saying look forward, okay? Because I think on some kind of traveling that you're going to meet somebody, okay? And it's going to be newer and it's going to be better. And then the love department is going to be really interesting in a good way. So don't be afraid to meet new people and try something new. All right? It's on your horizon. It's right there. So it's going to lead you to some real interesting kind of relationship. So it's,
wow.
It's real close, and I would say within the next 90 days. So keep your eyes open.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Poppy. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. And Adam's going to finish you up, okay?
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. All right, Adam. Speaker on.
Adam? All right, I'm back on the air. Patsy, I agree with you. I want to tell Felix love is on the horizon for him, but I am seeing an urgent, I am seeing a necessary radical forgiveness that you need to take place with some former relationship. that's really going to clear up your love energy and really help propel you into a frequency to attract a beautiful partnership. But there needs to be some radical forgiveness so you can fully be released from all your baggage from the past. Okay?
Got it.
There still are some unspoken things and some unspoken resentments and some unspoken secrets that need to be addressed, dealt with, healed, and made peace at, and really truly forgive all of the past lovers so you can move on into a clear space and not take any baggage. Because the relationship that the spirit and the universe has prepared and has waiting for you is very high quality, and you don't want to take any baggage with it, take any baggage into it.
Got it.
Go after what you feel like you deserve and you work. Because there's beautiful people all around you, but there is lots of insecurities and ties from the past that's keeping you from moving forward aggressively, assertively, with confidence to go after and approach the people that God is sending in your way. And you also need to take time to be clear on what it is you want. What qualities do you want in your next partner? And be very specific about, do you want a person who's humble, a person who can speak to you, and understand you, have a mental connection with, who can build with you, has a vision for their life the way you have a vision for your life. These are very important things you want to begin to work on right now. Okay,
Felix? That's correct, Adam.
All right,
man.
God bless you. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with your Thursday night with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity again.
Bye, Felix.
All right, you're very welcome. All right, Pastor, we got time for one last caller for tonight, and that caller is going to be the last four digits are 4033. Call the last four digits 4033. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Heather. I'm glad I got in. I was thinking I probably wouldn't be able to get on today.
What's your name?
Heather.
Oh, Heather. Hi, Heather. Where are you calling from?
Vegas.
Vegas? Oh, my friend used to be a dancer there, and she moved here. How awesome is that? So,
it's
how on a scale
great.
From one to oh, good. Scale from one to five, how is your gratitude? What are you doing?
I've actually made a point to work on that this year, and recently one of the things that came up for me to be working on, because I went to a couple of different websites and looked at things, ideas for it and that, and for this week, I'm paying other people compliments and that.
Awesome.
And making sure that they're very genuine compliments, and I've never been the type to go to flattery in that, but I've made more of a point of making sure I compliment as many people as I can to give back.
Well, I think it's really good that you're kind of letting go of your fear of doing that, and because the card that I just pulled for you is about trying something different to start today, because it's all about, I'm going to say this term, leap and the net will appear. Okay, so there's some issues that you've been sitting on the fence around about, and I'm telling you to go ahead and leap, and it's going to be for your best interest. And the other thing I want to say is feel the fear and do it anyway. Okay, so that's what's got to be done. Just like what you said, you're not a person to give compliments, but you're starting to do that. Okay, and you're going to see that your old belief system did not serve you well. Okay. I see there's a new relationship for you on the horizon real soon, okay? Are you not in a relationship now?
I've been in a tenuous one.
You're in a what?
I've been in a gray area for a relationship.
Uh-huh.
It's been rather rocky. So.
Yeah. Well, it's time to do a major leap, and you know which way that's got to be.
Okay.
I don't think that this is serving you well, but I'm not the final, answer on that, but I think it's time for you to look around and ask God to show you the truth, and it will be revealed to you real soon. And I'm going to turn it over to Adam because we're almost out of time, and I really want to hear what he's got to say, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Thank
Adam?
You.
You're welcome.
Yes. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is I am seeing an urgent a need for you to begin to shift into a different career and take a leap of faith and look differently, because your true gifts, your true talents, and who you are as a person and the beautiful soul that you are is not coming through right now in your current work, in your current, whatever you're doing for career, and a feeling of success and a feeling of competence. It's not able to come through, but I'm seeing you are an amazingly talented, beautiful soul that hasn't found the right fit, and that you just need to take some risk, put yourself out there, and really begin to find a new environment where you can be appreciated and valued. It is going to require drastic, drastic change. Your life 3 years from now will not look the same as it is right now, but it starts with you taking some action and making a decision that you deserve more, that you have more to offer, and how can you get that out of you to serve people around you and to serve others. And it is going to take a lot. Like I said, it's going to take a drastic shift, some big risk. But I feel like if you leap out there, magical things are going to happen, because there's so much that you have that I just feel like is not being used and being shared with the world and people around you. You just have your deep resource of wisdom and understanding and talent in whatever this field or this career is, whatever this thing that you have in you, and it's ready to be released to the world in its time.
Awesome.
Okay. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, that sounds great. Do you see anything as far as my relationship goes?
As far as your relationship goes, you're going to have to let go to get what you want. And I feel like the way for you to move forward to the satisfaction that you want is to give up. It's almost just have to take a surrender and take a loss and take an L. Because whatever you're right now, you're sacrificing, but you're not sacrificing the right way. It's like you're putting up with stuff, and it's not getting you the result. So you're almost putting yourself there for another person, but you're going to have to say, you know what, I've got to put myself first, my needs and my requirements. And when you take that stance, you're going to magically shift that relationship. Right now, things are just not – you're just going to have to be able to just let some things go and trust and have the faith and the gratitude that the universe wants you to be happy. And they're not telling you to give up anything. They're telling you to let go of stuff that's not serving you. And you may cry. You may be sad. You may mourn. But weeping may endure for a night, but your joy will come so fast in the morning. Trust me.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, my friend.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. Have a great night. Well, Patsy, that does it for us. I'm so embarrassed and I'm so angry about what happened in the show, but I would be grateful that we had an amazing, amazing 45 or 50 minutes that we didn't have any technical problems, and we were able to touch lives, we were able to get great conversation and great stories about gratitude, and it was so great to reconnect with you on the air. So I'm so grateful for that, but I'm going to hopefully fix those problems before and find out what just happened and what I was doing, whatever that made us go off the air or made me go off the air. But, Patsy, that was a beautiful show, beautiful conversation. Thank you for joining me tonight. And what would be the final word and conclusion you would like to leave with our audience this evening?
Well, Adam, every time I give a talk, I always say this at the end. Thank you, God, for everything you have given me. Thank you for everything you have taken away from me. But most of all, thank you for what you have left me. Amen.
Amen. That is beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, everybody, continue to stay in the attitude of giving thanks to your higher power, giving thanks to the universe, and giving thanks for those things you are genuinely appreciative for. Patsy, I am thankful for you being in my life. God bless you. Have a great night, and we'll be back on the air next Thursday. God bless
you. All
everyone.
Right, darling. Thank you. God bless you. Good night.